From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Federal prosecutors have unsealed indictments of 36 suspects in a global cybercrime ring that defrauded victims of more than $500 million. The defendants are from the United States, Australia, France, Italy, Kosovo, Serbia, and the United Kingdom. The Justice Department is calling it one of the biggest cyber fraud cases it has ever tackled. It says the perpetrators allegedly used automated vending sites to steal identities, debit and credit card numbers, and financial and banking information. A senior U.S. cybersecurity official has told NBC News that Russian hackers successfully penetrated the voter registration rolls of several U.S. states before the 2016 presidential election. Jeanette Manfra is the head of cybersecurity at the Department of Homeland Security. She said Russia targeted 21 states and an exceptionally small number of them were actually successfully penetrated. U.S. stocks were down at the close of Wednesday's trading after a day of fluctuating prices. Wednesday's trading had followed days of wild price swings in global markets. U.S. White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter said on Wednesday he would resign following accusations of domestic abuse from two former wives. He did not say when his resignation would be effective. Porter is a senior advisor who is in charge of much of the documentation that goes to President Trump for his signature. He announced his resignation in a statement after his former wives made accusations against him in published reports. This is VOA News.